الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام respected brothers and sisters at the madrasa Last week we were discussing one hadith of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which he mentioned that when my ummah will indulge in 15 actions or deeds then Allah Ta'ala will send down his azab upon them. The azab will be of different kinds. We discussed a little more than half of that hadith and we were going to complete that tonight. But I mentioned in some or many majlises of mine that these majlises are not really planned. Whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts into my mind, sometimes it happens that just a few minutes before coming here, something comes into my mind very, very strongly. And I believe that Allah Ta'ala puts it for the benefit of myself or somebody else. So then I should discuss that. So majlis is not something that we have a fixed topic. So if we leave out some part of some hadith sharif, then inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life and an opportunity, we will discuss it again at some other majlis. So tonight, again, we will switch over to another hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or another hadith which is reported in authentic books, which I found to be very, very interesting, and at the same time, it is relevant. So we will discuss this in tonight's majlis. Throughout the ages it has been the nature of man. You will find always throughout history groups of people who will oppose what we term as haq. There will always be a group of batil. Right from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time up till now until the day of Qiyamah, there will be groups of haq on haq and there will be those on batil. And this war will continue. Because if there was no batil, then you would not have been able to attain the sawab and the reward of jihad. You would not have been able to attain the sawab of tabligh and ta'aleem. We would not have been able to invite people towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, connect them with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and get the best of rewards of this world and the akhirah. So there is hikmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wisdom of Allah ta'ala that he has kept in all ages. People on haq and people on batil. However, we should not say that it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision, it is his wisdom and he decided on that. So therefore those who are on batil, they have got an excuse to say on the day of qiyamah that, oh Allah, it was your decision to create two groups. So if you created me from the batil group, then why should I be blamed? Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Because no one in this world knows about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision. Yes. And Allah ta'ala does not force anyone. Allah ta'ala, in other words, knew beforehand that this person, in spite of the intelligence that I will give him, in spite of the Quranic verses that will be recited to him, in spite of the beautiful character and the wonderful example of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam being before him, still he will not come onto haq and sirat mustaqim. So then Allah Ta'ala stamps their heart and he seals their heart. Then nothing affects those hearts. So it is not that Allah Ta'ala forced them to do that. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala would not have sent 124,000 Nabis to the world. He would not have revealed the books. He would not have sent people to guide people. So our duty is to find the path that is of righteousness, of haq, of sirat-i-mustaqim, and then tread on that. So this is something that has gone on through the ages. There were also people, and there will remain people, who will tell others that don't go to those of haq. There will be those on batil, falsehood. They will prevent people from going towards or in the company of those who are on haq. They will say, if you go in their company, you will become crooked, you will lose the way, you will go astray. So this has carried on. Now let us look at this incident reported in authentic books. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anho ne farmaya ke Sham mein ek Yahudi rehta tha. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anho says that in Syria there was a Jewish person. Wo sanichar ko Taurat padha karta tha. Every Saturday he used to read the Taurat. We know that Saturday is a blessed day for the Jews, as Jummah is a Mubarak day for the believers, for the Muslims, then Saturday is for the Jews and Sunday for the Christians. So on Saturday mornings, he used to read the Taurat. He had made it his habit to read the Taurat every Saturday. Jab usne use khola aur dekha to usme char jaga Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki naat aur sifat aur hulya likha hua paya. When he opened the Taurat on a Saturday morning, he found in four places the mention of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his character, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's beauty, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's jamal and kamal. In the Taurat he found it in four places. But the enmity of the Jews we all know very well. So he could not tolerate seeing in four places in the Taurat, in that particular recitation of his on that particular Saturday morning, the mention of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam in four places. So he decided to tear up those four quotations. He cut them out from the Taurat and he burned them up. چنانچہ اس نے اس کو کاٹ کر جلا دیا پھر جب دوسرا سنیچر آیا تو اسے اسی تورات کے اندر آٹھ جگہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی نعت و صفت ملی. He destroyed four places. He tore up four places. The next Saturday when he opened the Taurat and started reading, he found in eight places again the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we must understand that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his mention was made in all previous books. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. The gist and the meaning of which is, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told to his people, Ya Qawm, O my people, لِمَ تُوزُونَنِي, why are you troubling me? Why are you insulting me? Why are you causing me such hurt and injury? وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ, whereas you know fully well that I am the messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent to you. You know that I am the messenger of Allah. Then why are you becoming rebellious? Why are you not listening? Why are you causing me so much of pain and grief and trouble and insult and injury? فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they deviated, when they went crooked, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused their hearts to go crooked. So from this we learn that when they purposely deviated, when they went crooked, they did not want to listen to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then that protection which was over their hearts That protection Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala withdrew, now they become completely crooked and gone astray, and they become deviant. A lesson in there for us, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq of tawbah many, many times. A person is committing sin, Allah ta'ala gives him tawfiq of tawbah. He commits sin again, Allah ta'ala gives him tawfiq of tawbah. So then he begins to believe, because Allah is not sending any azab of any kind. He is making tawbah and Allah ta'ala is accepting his tawbah and protecting him from his azab. So this person now believes that to sin on the strength of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, is perfectly acceptable. Now no doubt Allah ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, and he has kept the doors of tawbah open until the day of judgment. Allah ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah open for a person until his dying day. But now instead of that tawfiq of tawbah causing him, or instead of that ayat making him give up that sin after making tawbah, to give up that sin, instead of that he uses that same ayat of the Quran Sharif to continue. He becomes persistent. Instead of saying that Allah was so ghafurur rahim that accidentally I committed this sin, but he forgave me, he gave me the tawfiq of tawbah, so therefore I'm not going to displease him anymore. But he uses that same ayat and says Allah is ghafurur rahim, so what does it matter, I will continue committing zina, I will continue going to the gambling dens, I will continue doing all the haram, because Allah is ghafurur rahim. Nauzu billahi min zalik. That was not what the sahaba understood of this verse. So here when they themselves decided that we are not going to accept Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's advices, his nasihat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also let them then go astray. Allah ta'ala does not give guidance to the fasiqeen. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُم بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is what they said. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he told to his people, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. I am the messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent to you. I am confirming that which is before me, that is of the Torah, the laws of the Torah. I am confirming that. And I am also giving a glad tiding of a Nabi that is to come after me, whose name is going to be Ahmad. When Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when he came with the clear signs, then what did they say? Sihrum mubin. This is sorcery. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mention was made in the Torah. His name was mentioned in the Injil. His name was mentioned in all the previous scriptures and books. But due to enmity, due to hatred, due to jealousy, due to envy, they tried to suppress, they tried to conceal, they tried to hide. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decides to make a person shine, then no matter how much effort they may make to conceal and hide, Allah ta'ala's will become dominant. Yes, so here also this Yahudi, he destroyed it in 4 places. The next reading of his Torah on the Saturday morning, he saw it in 8 places. Usne un jagon ko bhi kaat diya aur jala diya. Jab teesri sanichar ko usne Taurat khola to usko 12 jagah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki naat mili aur sifat mili. The third Saturday, because his time for hidayat had come, Allah Ta'ala wanted to give him hidayat. So the third Saturday now he found in 12 places. Now how much is he going to go on cutting and destroying? When he found it in 12 places, now he got a little concern. Ab ye fikar aur taraddud mein pad gaya ki agar isi tarah main na to sifat e rasool ko taurat se kaatta aur jalata raha to sari taurat hi unki naat ho jayegi. He said, how much am I going to take out from this taurat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's praises, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's status, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nubuwat? If I'm going to carry on like this, Allah Ta'ala will make me find it in more and more places. So now he got concerned that who is this Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that so many places he has been mentioned in the Torah. You must remember that that what is at present in the hands of the Jews and Christians, of the Torah and the Injil, everyone knows that it is not the original, and there's so much of interpolation, so much of changes, so much of additions has taken place. So in the original there was mention of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in so many places. چنانچہ اس نے اپنے دوستوں سے دریافت کیا کہ یہ محمد کون ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So now he started finding out from the people that who is this Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لوگوں نے بتایا کہ وہ ایک جھوٹے آدمی ہے, تمہارے لیے بہتر ہے کہ نہ تم انہیں دیکھو اور نہ وہ تم کو دیکھے. وہ مکہ شریف میں ہے. So they told him that it is better in Medina Sharif, that it is better that neither you see him nor he sees you, because he is a liar. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. This is what they did. They said, somebody said he's a liar, somebody said he's a poet, somebody said he's a magician, somebody said he's a madman. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. So in our times also this is what is going to happen. When you are going to call towards Allah, when you're going to tell people to connect themselves with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to give up sins in their lives, and when you are going to list the sins, then because of the nafs enjoying those sins, the nafs attachment to those sins is so intense that the person will say, you are a madman, you are outdated, you are living in the camel age, you cannot fit into the modern day society, the verses of the Quran Sharif need reformation and change, and all these things are happening. These type of titles are attached to people who call and invite towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they said that he is a liar. Don't go to him. It's better that you don't meet him, and it's better that he doesn't see you. This is what will happen always, that don't go to those majlises. Don't go to those bayans. Don't go to those waz. Don't go to those gatherings of that particular person who is on haq. They are not going to say he's on haq. They will say that that person on haq is on batil. And if you are going to go to him, then you will go astray. This will carry on until the day of Qiyamah. Because they knew, those people knew very well, those leaders, those rabbis, they knew very well that if only this person has to go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he has to just see once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with an open mind, with an open heart, without any prejudice, unbiased, then he must get influenced and he will accept Islam. So the best thing to do is to say, don't go near him because he is a madman, because he is a magician, or because he is a liar. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. چنانچہ اس نے اپنے دوستوں سے دریافت کیا کہ محمد کون ہے. لوگوں نے بتایا کہ وہ ایک جھوٹے آدمی ہے, تمہارے لئے یہی بہتر ہے کہ نہ تم ان کو دیکھو اور نہ تم کو دیکھے. تب اس نے کہا کہ موسیٰ علیہ الصلات والسلام کے تورات میں قسم, تم مجھے ان کی, کہ موسیٰ علیہ الصلات والسلام کے تورات کی قسم, تم مجھے ان کی زیارت سے مت روکو. تب اس قسم کے بعد ان لوگوں نے اسے سفر کی اجازت دے دی. He said, I'm giving you the قسم of the تورات of حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلات والسلام, that don't stop me, don't prevent me. I want to meet him because I have seen in the تورات so many places mention of his name. So they gave him permission to go to Medina Sharif. وہ اپنی سواری پر سوار ہوا اور منزل بمنزل رات اور دن چلتا رہا. From Syria now he proceeded to Medina Sharif. Day and night he traveled, very very eager to meet Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جب مدینہ کے قریب پہنچا تو سب سے پہلے حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی زیارت ہوئی. When he arrived at Medina Sharif, on the outskirts of Medina Sharif, the first person that he met was Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Salman from Persia. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, chunke ek khoobsurat aadmi the, Yahudi ne khayal kiya ke yahi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honge. Since he had read of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's jamal, his beauty, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character, when he saw that Salman radiallahu ta'ala an, he thought that this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this also we learn that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's akhlaq had transferred so much into the sahaba-i-kiram ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, that when a person met a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also, he thought immediately that this must be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the sohbat and the faiz and the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It was like that rose petals that have been put into that oil, that it turns the whole oil into rose, fragrant oil. The sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that fragrance caught on into the lives of the sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. Usne Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se kaha ke kya aap Muhammad hain sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Usse Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu par girya tari ho gaya. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to tear when he said that, are you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry, began to weep. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu soch mein pad gaye aur farmaya ke main to unka ghulam hoon. I am just a servant and a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am not Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he went into deep thought. Why? Yahudi ne kaha ke wo kahan hai? Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu soch mein pad gaye. Said, where is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in a dilemma. Dil mein kaha ki agar kehta hoon ki aapka visal ho gaya to lot jayega. He says, if I have to inform him that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away 3 days ago, this person will become very disappointed and he may turn back. How must I tell him that? And if I tell him that, come, I will take you to meet him, then it will be a lie. Now what must I tell him? بالآخر حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ میرے ساتھ چلو تاکہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اصحاب سے تمہاری ملاقات کراؤں. He didn't tell him he's there or he's not there. He said, come with me, I take you to meet his companions. حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ مسجد میں داخل ہو گئے. وہاں سب ہی اصحاب غم میں ڈوبے ہوئے تھے. All the companions, 3 days had only passed of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being buried. They all were in deep grief. They were tearing and they were in meditating upon the passing away of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yahudi ne majme ko dekh kar ye socha ke inhi mein Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam bhi honge. To usne zor se kaha, assalamu alaikum ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thinking that amongst these companions, one of them must be Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he called out, assalamu alaikum ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thinking that if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one amongst them, then he would have replied. So then I will ask him for more about Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. یہ سن کر اصحاب رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پھوٹ پھوٹ کر رونے لگے. When he said السلام علیکم یا محمد, then the companions of Nabi علیہ السلام thought of their meeting Nabi علیہ السلام every time that they walked into the masjid, and they said الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, or they said السلام علیک یا نبی اللہ, or السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ. How many times in their lives they were fortunate to say Nabi, to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to shake his hands and to say assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah. Now they thought of their time when he said assalamu alaikum ya Muhammad, so they could not control their emotion and they began to tear. Ye sunkar sahaba phoot phoot kar roye aur poocha ke tum kon ho, who are you? تم نے تو ہمارے زخم کو تازہ کر دیا. You have made our wounds fresh by coming and saying loudly assalamu alaikum ya Muhammad. You have made our wounds fresh. ہم نے ہمارے زخم کو تازہ کر دیا. You reminded us of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. کیا تمہیں اس بات کا علم نہیں ہے کہ ان کو دنیا سے رحلت ہوئے 3 دن ہو گئے. What kind of a person are you? Are you a total stranger? Don't you know that it's 3 days that he has passed away? Are you from outside? تم اجنبی معلوم ہوتے ہو پردیسی معلوم ہوتے ہو it seems that you are a stranger to this city and that you are not aware that Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام passed away 3 days ago. یہ سن کر وہ یہودی چلا اٹھا ہائے غم میرا سفر اکارت گیا کاش کہ میری ماں مجھے نہ جنتی اور اس نے جنا ہی تھا تو میں تورات نہ پڑھتا اور جب پڑھا تھا تو نعت اور صفت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہ پڑھتا. He says that, oh, hi, my whole journey went waste. Either my mother should not have given birth to me. And if she gave birth to me, I should not have read Tawrat. And if I read Tawrat, then I should not have read about the sifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because it was after reading of that that I came all the way here. اور جب ان کی صفت پڑھی تو اس کے بعد کاش کہ میں ایک نظر ان کو دیکھ لیتا. And he says either I should not have read about him and when I read about him کاش کہ I would have just seen him one glance on the مبارک face of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. پھر اس نے پوچھا کہ کیا علی یہاں پر موجود ہے. Said amongst you is حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ present. اس لیے کہ میں نے علی کا بھی ذکر تورات کے اندر پایا ہے. Even حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ I've read of him in the Tawrat. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے کہا کہ ہاں میں موجود ہوں. اس نے پوچھا کہ تمہارا نام کیا ہے. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ میرا نام علی ہے. تو اس نے کہا کہ میں نے ان کا نام تورات میں لکھا ہوا پایا ہے. I found your name in Tawrat. Then he asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I can't see him, but at least now describe to me, how was he? What did he look like? So there are many hadiths of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others describing Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face and Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand mubarak and his forehead. But in this, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہ بہت دراز قد تھے نہ پستا قد. Neither was he too tall nor was he too short. سر مبارک گول تھا. He had a roundish face. پیشانی کشادہ تھی. He had a broad forehead. آنکھیں نہایت سیاہ تھی. He had dark black eyes. سینے بوئیں دراز اور باریک تھی. His eyebrows were wide and with a thin line of hair. ہتیلیا پر گوشت اور نرم تھی. The palm of his hands were full of flesh and soft. پیر کے تلوے ذرا گہرے تھے. The feet, it was deep. دونوں مونڈوں کے درمیان مہر نبوت تھی. And between his two shoulders was the مہر, the stamp, the seal of نبوت. He just gave a few things of حضرت نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in this حدیث. Here we have to also understand one point very, very clearly. That Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created in the best of moods. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the world from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam till Qiyamah will create, will bring into existence people of different colors, different heights, different features. And all this is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's artwork. And we have got no right to point a finger at anyone or criticize his nose or eyes or ears. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was dark. He had a flat nose and outwardly he was not handsome looking, but his heart was so white and so pure that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to call him Ya Sayyidi. So it is not the color of the person, it is not the height of the person, it is not the property and the wealth of the person, it is not the features of the person that Allah Ta'ala looks. Ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni. Ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa'u. Khuliqata mubarra'an min kulli aybin. Ka annaka qad khuliqata kama tasha'u. Ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni. More handsome than you, more better. These eyes have not seen anyone. And no woman has given birth to anyone with more beauty than you have. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free of any defect, any weakness, any shortcoming. As if Allah Ta'ala created you just as you desired. As if Allah Ta'ala asked you first, how do you want me to create you? And as you desired, Allah Ta'ala created you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was perfect. In every sense of the word, he was perfect. So the Yahudi, when he heard this, ye sunkar wo Yahudi bola aapne theek bayan kiya. He said, what you have said is perfect, because this is what he read in the Torah. This is exactly the sifat that he read in the Torah. Ay Ali aisi hi naat mein ne Taurat mein dekhi hai. This is exactly the description that I saw in the Taurat. Kya koi libas aapka maujood hai jisko main soongu aur apni tabiyat ko tasalli do. He says Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away, but is there any libas of his, any dress of his, any clothes of his which I may see and give some consolation to my heart? Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne farmaya ke ae Salman, Fatima ke paas jaiye aur unse kahiye ke apne walid majid Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka jubba-e mubarak mere paas bhej de. He said, oh Salman, go to my home, tap at the door and tell Fatima, my daughter, to give, my wife, to give the jubba of her father. The jubba of her father Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, send it to me. Hazrat Salman Hazrat Fatima ke darwaze par aaye aur arz kiya ke ai bab e fakhr e anbiya, ai bab e zinat e auliya. Us waqt Hazrat Hasan aur Hussein radhiyallahu ta'ala unho bahar nikal aaye aur cheekh cheekh kar rone lage. Hazrat Imam Hasan and Hussein, they came out that who is this, once my grandfather's jubba, who is this person that has come that wants to see my grandfather's jubba? So those little children also, their wound became fresh and they began to tear. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne farmaya ke kon hai jo yatama ke darwaze ko khatkhataata hai. Hazrat Salman ne farmaya ke main Salman hoon. Phir Hazrat Ali ne jo kuch farmaya tha usko bayan kiya. Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then related that this is what has happened. A Yahudi has come from Syria. First of all, he wanted to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he couldn't meet. So now he wants to see the jubba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Tab Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha ro padi aur farmaya ke kon hai jo mere walid ke jubbe ko zeb-e-tan karega, that who is it that will wear this jubba of my father. Phir jab pura qissa sun liya to jubba nikal kar de diya. When she heard for what it was required, she gave the jubba. Dekha gaya to wo saat jaga khajur ki pattiyon se sila hua tha. This jubba of rahmatul lil alamin, khatamun nabiyyin, the whole world, the universe that was created for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sake. If it had not been Allah Ta'ala's will to send Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into this world, he would not have created the universe. But the jubba mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had 7 patches. 7 places there were patches. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne use liya aur sunga. Phir sahaba ne liya aur sunga. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took it, he smelled, inhale the fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam jubba, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his perspiration, there was no perspiration like that in the world. Umme Sulaim used to, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to get perspiration, she used to take it and gather it in a bottle, and just one drop, when they used to add it to the best of ithar of Madina Sharif, it was even more fragrant than that, his perspiration. So imagine the jubba mubarak that he wore, what fragrance it must have. Even up till now, those who have got the hair mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the jubba mubarak is still in one of the museums in Turkey, and so many other items that were connected with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body mubarak, the fragrance doesn't go. 1400 years have passed, but you can still get that fragrance in those. That is the barakat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body. Then imagine the amal which came out of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body. Because we will not be able to get that kind of a forehead, we will not be able to get the kind of face that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, we will not be able to have the hands that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, we will not be able to have the feet that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had. That is Allah Ta'ala's choice, whoever he creates as he wills. But the akhlaq and the muamlat and the muasharat, the dealings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the ibadat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the zikr and tilawat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those things which he gave to the ummah, each and everyone until the day of Qiyamah, they can get that into themselves and their bodies will have that same fragrance. It does not mean that that fragrance smell like the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body had, the perfume fragrance. But we are talking about that fragrance will we have, which will have effect on the hearts of people and they will come into the fold of Islam. When we are going to bring the amal of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives. So after each one had inhaled the fragrance of that jubba mubarak, phir usko yahudi ke haath mein diya, usne sunga aur kaha ki ye kitni umda aur paakiza khushbu hai. He said, what a beautiful fragrance this jubba mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got. پھر اس نے جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی قبر اطہر پر حاضری دی. Then he presented himself at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. پھر آسمان کی طرف ہاتھ اٹھایا. Then he raised his hands towards the heavens. اور کہا اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ فاشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ. He gave testimony that there is none worthy of worship but Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger. Ay Allah, and then he said, Ay Allah, agar tu ne mera Islam qubool kar liya, O Allah, if you have accepted my Islam at the Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this testification of mine, if you have accepted it, to meri ruh qabz kar lijiye. Then take away my soul, because there's no happiness left. There is nothing left for me in life to live for. What should I live for that Rasulullah Pak Sarsan has left the world? Ay Allah, agar tu ne mera Islam qubool kar liya, to abhi meri ruh qabz kar le. Wo zameen par gira aur uski ruh parwaz kar gayi. He fell at the Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his ruh left his body. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے اسے غسل دیا اور جنت البقیع میں دفن کیا. اللہ ان پر رحم فرمائے اور زمرہ صالحین میں شامل فرمائے. آمین. This is what we term as تقدیر of a person. A Yahudi from Syria reads the Taurat. Everybody knows him as a Yahudi. But Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ takes him to the Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, takes him to Madinah Sharif, takes him to the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and although Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left the world, but Allah ta'ala gives him hidayat and he gives his testification at the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he passes away immediately after that. Not one namaz he read in his life, not one roza he kept in his life, not one hajj he made in his life, not one zikr and tilawat he made in his life, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has guaranteed him Jannat. Guaranteed Jannat, because he didn't get the opportunity and the time to make any ibadat. Wow. So who can we look down upon? How can we look down upon someone? Yes, we will point out the fault, the weakness, as he was always told that, look, this is a weakness of yours. That in the Tawrat, when there is mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you should not be tearing up those sections. You should have been going to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or the people of Haq would have been inviting him to Haq. But we cannot say in what condition the death of a person will take place. Yes, yes. So it teaches us two things. Many, many lessons we can take from this incident. But two important lessons. That when we hear of an alim of Haq, when we hear of a person who has got the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart, or he is an arif billah, and he has come to our country, or he has got wilayat, he has got the wilayat of Siddiqiyat, or whatever in your locality or wherever he may be, then do not make a'raz anil haq. Don't say that we don't want to go to him. Why? Because of this reason and that reason. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deprive that person then of hidayat. That person will go gumrah in this life. In spite of his little attachment to deen, he can go very far away from deen in later life because of his rejection of a person who is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very dangerous trait in the life of Muslims today and all of us. that we have got this weakness today, that many a person is a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We don't know what his maqam is and what his status is. But just because there is a disagreement in some issue, or there is a little bit of difference of opinion in some matter, then we will distance ourselves from that person's talks and his advices and his nasihats and his majlises, and we will think that we are going on haq. But the danger is that that wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he has to just make one ah, and we do not know what is going to happen to us. We have seen many, many people. Why I am telling you this is that I have got the same weakness, so I am trying to reform and change myself, and at the same time advising you too, that if we hear that there is a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then if we do not want to attend for some reason or the other, it is a different thing. But to criticize, to mock, to make a joke, or to backbite of a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most poisonous flesh that a person can eat. Is the most poisonous flesh, eating the flesh of the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because the flesh of brother Muslim is itself so serious. Allah ta'ala says, ghibat of a Muslim brother, when it is so serious, that it is as if you are eating the flesh of a dead brother. Then imagine the ghibat of a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How dangerous it is. But to us it means nothing. We are absolutely comfortable with ghibat of the awliya, ghibat of the sulaha, ghibat of anybody that we think of. So that is one, that we do not know the status and muqam of any person. Here there is a person, Allah Ta'ala had destined that in his latter life, towards the end of his life, he will get hidayat. And hidayat also at the rawza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he will go straight to Jannat without making one amal in his life. This now teaches us or proves why Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to always say, کہ میں اپنے آپ کو سب سے بدتر اور کمتر سمجھتا ہوں, یہاں تک کہ کفار اور مشرکین اور کتوں اور خنزیر سے بھی, کسی سے فی الحال اور کسی سے فی المعال. That means not knowing in what condition my death will come. So if my death comes on iman, then alhamdulillah I am better than all the kuffar and mushrikeen of the world. But if it does not come on iman, then what? So they were fearful of that, that on what condition my death will come. Although they were doing so much of good deeds, and there was not a moment they were displeasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and there was so much of istighfar and tawbah in their lives, and there was so much of ibadat in their lives, but yet they were fearful. And if we just read a little bit of the Quran Sharif, we make two tasbih zikr, we sit down in some majlis of zikr, or we do a little bit of deen work, then Jannat is guaranteed, and we look down upon every other person. So hate the sin, detest the sin, dislike the sin, and talk as much bad about the sin as you wish to, but separate the person from the sin. We will say, how can we do that? That is the person that's committing that sin. Yes, but that person can give up that sin within seconds. So you can say that that person, the sin that is committing, it's very bad. Otherwise, if you have to look at it, a person was committing zina, he was going to the gambling dens, he was doing all kinds of haram. Then he sat in some majlis of zikr or some majlis of tawbah, or he went in some deen work, he joined the jamaat work or something like that, and he changed his life. And he gave up all those sins. Now after he gave up all the sins, did any change come in his physical body? What change came in his physical body? He's still the same person. Now you say this person is a wali of Allah, he's a pious person, he's a righteous person, he's a God-fearing person. So the person didn't change, the person is the same. Is those sifats which were bad, those sins which were bad, he gave up. That is why we are saying that now this person has got these sifats. So detest and dislike and hate and abhor those sins. But we do not know in what condition our death will come, so we have got no right to look down upon anybody. Then if with feeling in the heart, with deep-hearted love and feeling when we are going to give dawah, sympathizing with the person, loving the person, and also desiring for that person Jannat just as we are desiring for ourselves, then see if that doesn't have effect on the heart of the listener. If it doesn't have effect on that heart of the listener, then there is something wrong with that listener's heart. I can't help but repeating, apne dil ko kisi jalte hue dil ke qareeb kar do, ye aag lagti nahi hai lagai jati hai. اپنے دل کو کسی جلتے ہوئے دل کے قریب کر دے, یہ آگ لگتی نہیں ہے, لگائی جاتی ہے. Within seconds the flame of fire of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can light up the heart in the company of the salihin, provided the person is sincere and he is sitting there with an open heart and mind, and he also wants to get Allah ta'ala in his life. I am very much in need of it. I ask you with sincerely, deep-heartedly, that make a lot of dua for me, that Allah ta'ala must keep me on sirat and mustaqeem, must not cause me to deviate from now until my dying day, and Allah ta'ala must use me for the service of his deen until the last breath of my life.
Ameen.
And must protect me from arrogance and from pride.
Ameen.
And from all those things that cause destruction. Ameen. To a person who is a believer in Allah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے اللہ ہمارے ظاہری باطنی گناہ کو معاف فرما, ہمارے صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے دن میں کیا یا رات کے اندھیروں میں کیا سب معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہم سب کو صحت عافیت سلامتی عزت راحت نصیب فرما, صراط مستقیم کے اوپر ہمیں قائم رکھ. اے اللہ ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما. اے اللہ ہمارا خاتمہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ پر فرما. اے اللہ موت کے بعد ہمیں جنت الفردوس نصیب فرما. اے اللہ تیری رضا ہمیں نصیب فرما, ہر حال کے اندر ایسے عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما کہ جو تجھے راضی کرنے والے ہو. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.